From a political pugilist to an actual prize fighter, former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson still hopes to fight the reigning champion Lennox Lewis later this year. South Africa, the Netherlands, and Germany have expressed interest in the bout, but not Las Vegas. Nevada's Boxing Commission refused to grant Tyson a license after he fought with Lewis at a press conference. Commentator John Ridley is not ready to applaud the state's decision.
It's no big reveal that plenty of people would be just as happy if Mike Tyson never set foot in the squared circle again. What's a little odd is there are enough of those people sitting on the Nevada Boxing Commission to deny Tyson his license to fight in the state. On the one hand, you gotta give it up to the commission for putting Tyson's questionable character ahead of the estimated millions of dollars the cancellation of his bout with Lennox Lewis will cost the city of Las Vegas. But the state of Nevada questioning Mike Tyson's character? I mean, we're talking about a state where prostitution is legal in a number of counties, where it is illegal the services of so-called escorts and private entertainers goes unquestioned, liquor's handed out gratis 24/7, and, oh yeah, they've got no problem with every form of gambling this side of Russian roulette. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm nothing close to being a Puritan. Fact is, I've got reserved parking at almost every casino across the Cal-Nevada border. But basically, we are talking about a place where, if immorality isn't encouraged, morality is politely discouraged. So, the Nevada Boxing Commission denying Tyson a license based on character is a little like the cauldron of iniquity calling the kettle a naughty boy, albeit a very naughty boy. These days, Tyson's more known for biting ears than boxing, but that was only once in 54 fights. Actually, twice in one fight in 54 fights, but statistically speaking, the least of your worries when squaring off against Tyson is cannibalism. And this is a sport where the objective is for one man to pound another into bloody submission. Apparently, in the sweet science, fractured facial structures, probable brain damage, and possible death are the only acceptable levels of violence. Now, there's no denying Tyson's proven himself to be as potentially violent outside the ring as in it, having been sent away on a rape conviction. But since serving his time, Tyson's fought in Nevada, which kinda makes you think the Boxing Commission doesn't have a problem looking the other way when it comes to a little thing like a prison record. Of course, if they did, guys like Sonny Liston never would have had a title shot. And true, Las Vegas police say they're investigating complaints from two women that Tyson sexually assaulted them. But no charges have been filed, no arrest has been made, and like it or not, a man is innocent until proven guilty. You can't deny a guy the right to legally beat up another guy just because you think he might have crossed the line. So for the minute, at least, when it comes to his character, Mike Tyson is pretty much everything he's supposed to be. A flamboyant sadist eager to mete out a beatdown to all comers for our entertainment. Way to put him in his place, Nevada.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director, and author of the books Love is a Racket and Everybody Smokes in Hell.